The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
If a person needs to catch a bus, and the bus stop is about 7 minutes walk away, and the person has 10 minutes to get there, I think that the person would probably simply just walk straight there. Kind of would be intent to walk, and just that's they're going to go, and they're not going to stop and look at the flowers or window shop or, you know, stop and get some snack and then look at the clouds for a while and find a nice bench and kind of make their way, and which could be a very pleasant, you know, meandering on a Sunday, but they have to get to the bus. And it's they have plenty of time to get there, 3 extra minutes to get there. But that, I think that person might just simply walk. And if someone saw them walking, would see, well, that person's really intent. That's where they're going. They're not getting distracted by anything. They're just heading there, and they're not going to let anything else stand in their way. They're just kind of, that's what they're doing. So in the same thing with meditation practice, it's possible to sit down and meander and kind of eventually get around to being mindful, and the mind wanders off in thought, and it's okay, and after all, there's a lot of time here, and after all, meditation is supposed to be relaxed, you know, supposed to be, you know, stressed about anything, and you'll get around there eventually, and it's kind of nice that way because you're so stressed out anyway, that it's kind of nice, it relaxes, and so this is good, and you really believe in meditation, just meandering, because it's so relaxing. And then there's, and that's certainly one way to do, especially as an antidote to being stressed. But classically, meditation practice is not done for meandering and kind of being casual here and go, just I'm here, and I'll just kind of just, you know, it's okay, whatever happens, okay, and I'll just, you know, stop for, think about what I'm going to have for a snack afterwards, and that's okay, it's just, you're supposed to accept everything, and I wonder what kind of delicious snack that I might be able to make that's after meditation that would really make, you know, make me really enjoy the snack so much because I meditated, and it's okay to do that, and maybe it's relaxing in some ways, but the idea in meditation is to you know, not be in a hurry, but to be intent. So maybe in the same way that person was intent in walking to the bus stop, and one of the inspiring things to do is to see someone who's really meditating. With you can see in their kind of in their posture and how they are, they're intent. This is what they're doing, and there are people, and I've done this. I've seen someone meditating, and been so inspired by the way that intention got them rooted in the present moment. They were rooted. They were really here, a sense of purpose, a sense of engagement, a sense of their whole being was involved. And maybe it's not fair to make this example, but it's kind of like looking at as a great athlete who's really fully in the athleticism of it. So they're really here, their intent, this is what they're doing. It's not like, you know, oh, they're going to eventually get around to reaching the finish line. And, you know, it's nice that they're enjoying the clouds and, you know, the flowers along the way. But no, they're like, this is what they're doing. So when you sit to do meditation or do a walking meditation, one of the very important supports for that practice is an appropriate kind of intent, and where there's a clarity of purpose. This is what I'm doing. I'm really here to be present. I'm really here to be concentrated and focused in this present moment. And I could kind of wander off and look at the flowers and look at the clouds, and I'm in the present moment when I do it. But it's not really supporting the mind to get gathered in, to be present, to really do this important work of meditation. Being intent doesn't mean that we're straining. After all, we have, you know, extra time to get there, 3 extra minutes to get to the bus stop. So you don't have to be stressed, and you can just But you just walk intently without any distractions. Just, this is what we do. So you might think of this, that when you do the today, the sitting, the walking here, is there some way that you can be supported in what you do by a certain intentness? A certain, like, this is what I'm doing, and by golly, I'm going to do this. I'm going to be here, my whole body is going to be intent. It's not just an intention with the mind. It's an intention we do with our whole embodied and posture. I'm going to sit here and really be here and be present in a clear way. When I walk, I'm really going to walk. I have to walk only 20 paces before I turn around. But I'm going to do this walk as if I have to get to that bus and not to let the mind wander off into refreshments and snacks. And this is what I'm going to do. So I hope this makes some sense to you. But one of your great allies and friends, supports, guides, teachers for this whole practice is an appropriate kind of intentness. And to rely on it, to take refuge in it, to let that be part of what you do in your engagement. So you might experiment today and see if intentness supports you. Thank you.